Wouldn't it be great if three idiots picked apart each episode of your favorite podcast?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if we discussed the newest episode, ongoing theories, and predictions for what comes next?
We do that. Wouldn't it be great if they didn't ruin the podcast at all and kept everything spoiler-free?
We don't do that. You've been warned.
Welcome to We Do That, a Taz Fancast. I'm your co-host, Chris.
And I'm Jake, here with the weather.
And I'm your other co-host, Colin.
This week's episode, The Adventure Zone tour announcement.
All right, guys, a quick synopsis for you guys. We've got two magic boys and one dragon who are going to three cities, Dallas, San Francisco, and Atlanta.
Atlanta, Florida,
right. Not the big one in Georgia.
It's different. You guys stay away from that one.
Go to the small one that's full of meth in Florida.
Oh, dear. Sorry to all our Floridian listeners. Or not, but, you know, make choices. Make good choices.
Do they have podcasts in Florida? I'm not sure they do.
Someone must. Let's go to the Zone of Truth. They didn't do an episode.
So, I mean, if we count that as an episode, though... We were all very wrong. Like, we borked that hard.
Did I not predict Travis would become a dragon? I don't remember.
You did not predict that.
You did not.
Shit, I meant to. It's in my notes.
We can go to the tape and check, but I don't think it's
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
I thought I did. I'm sorry, listeners. I thought I predicted Travis would become a dragon.
You could call it dragon for next week.
No, I don't think I will.
All right.
But with so much happening next week, maybe that's a good bet. So we got two episodes next week.
Two episodes coming next week. All right. I want to get into this now. One, what's the difference between pre-sale and just selling them? And why are they... Why?
I agree.
I think it's so that their listeners will feel special that they were able to buy their tickets first.
Yes, but who isn't a listener that would be going to the show?
Right. I was going to say, I think they will sell out on their listeners alone and that... You know, the
and
regular
people who
sale.
Just like watch for stuff to come to town.
Yeah, exactly.
Would want to go.
Do you not do that?
No.
Tell us what you've seen recently, Colin.
Yeah, what kind of touring podcasts have you visited recently?
Tons. We ourselves went on tour. Now, I didn't tell you guys, so it was just me. We did not get good reviews.
Did you just walk into theaters and start talking to people again?
Yes.
You know you're not supposed to do that.
Yes, it's amazing what they'll do if you look official.
Do you have a clipboard? Is that the key?
I had a clipboard and a hard hat. I could get anywhere.
So did you do a construction podcast?
Nope. People were very confused.
Way off our brand. We're way off brand. I mean, we don't have a great brand as it is, but that's not it.
I am not allowed back in Atlanta, Florida.
Sorry, Florida.
I'm not. I thought a very interesting choice in this episode was Travis's decision to be a dragon.
Yeah, he's a dragon man.
I don't think he was a dragon man, because I think that's an actual like breed in D&D.
It's dragonborn, Jesus. Dragonborn.
Breed might not be the right word.
Species? Race?
I think they're races.
Race would be accurate.
Yeah, I think it's... But he didn't go dragonborn. He went full-on dragon.
Full-on dragon.
And you know what they say, you never go full dragon.
It's dangerous to you and those around you.
Because you start getting typecast. Now on every podcast, he's going to be a dragon.
All of them. Well, I mean, so that's... Good prediction for the next mini arc.
Yep.
Travis is a dragon. I'm pretty sure they're in space, but Travis is a space dragon.
Space dragon sounds sweet.
I would listen to
coming this. Next spring on Sci-Fi.
Space dragon. Goes with our Ghost NATO.
Yeah, we just need to get jobs at Sci-Fi.
Well, someone needs to write that shit.
All right, fans, we need you to tweet at Sci-Fi and let them know to hire us. So we can write all their, well, not write, name all their movies.
Yeah, after the naming, it kind of gets into the work part of it, and I'm good. I got one of those.
Hard pass.
Yeah, just naming. Concept stuff. Storyboards.
Yeah. Well,
but where, like, I pick the boards I like, not where I have to make them.
ideation only.
Yeah, yeah. Big idea, folk.
Yeah, yep. That's what, and we are pretty reasonable on the prices.
Yeah, we're basically like one of those Silicon Valley startup incubators, but for bad sci-fi movies.
Right, right, yeah.
Which probably make more than some Silicon Valley incubators.
We've been pre-revenue for life.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
And I'm very comfortable there.
Yes, agreed.
So what about their choices of cities? Because I can't help but notice that once again, real Virginia has been snubbed, and I think that is a terrible oversight.
Do you think it's because you keep calling it real Virginia, and they probably don't like that?
There's not a fake Virginia.
There's just the West one.
Right.
Debatable.
Westworld, coming this spring.
Well, we
that's
can't
already
claim,
a thing. We
can't
claim that.
We can't claim that. Well, no. Or can we?
Has anyone tried?
We can try writing credit, Westworld.
Listen, we're not big enough where anyone's going to notice our writing credits. We can say whatever we want on the internet.
Well, that is true. The other thing I had, aside from their shitty choices, is how many other cities my brother and me are going to without the Adventure Zone. And I think it's because they feel the need to write...
The need for speed?
The need for speed, the need for these hard drugs that they feel they got to take before and after every Adventure Zone show.
You don't think it's just because, like, Clint is busy?
No.
Colin clearly had not considered that thought.
I was going to say that Clint just couldn't make it.
Literally, no, because I'm pretty sure, like, he stopped being a DJ on the radio, so he could do...
Yeah, he retired.
Yeah, so he could do touring and podcasts all the time. I'm just saying, because I think they feel the need to write a new show for each city they go to. I think Griffin could sit down and write one show with 6 or 7 variables and change those variables every time and have...
Are you asking them to like walk into an audience and go, hey, we're the Adventure Zone. Now I need a big enemy and the name of a castle.
So Adventure Zone Mad Libs.
Yeah, well, like...
Sad Libs. Adventure Zone Sad Libs.
Well, like, look, is that not something they could do? Like, you just...
There's a lot of negatives in there, but yes, they could do it.
Change something about the story, and that way you don't have to tour only 3. I mean, it's not like they're carrying a lot of extra stuff with them. It's like 5 dice. I mean, above what you need from a Bim Bam. Like just have something, and then no, you can't record it and release it for the Adventure Zone, but you can get more people involved, and you can make all that money.
That good money.
It's all about the money.
I mean, sure. If they could, or just, can they just come to Richmond, please? I'm leaving in like 4 months. I just need them to come to Richmond.
This is going to be our new prestige podcast. The McElroy brothers will be in Richmond, Virginia.
Yep. Yep. That should do it.
It was a lazy Saturday afternoon as we sat around the couch thinking, how do we get those brothers to come to town? And then,
money.
You know, and then we give them money.
Yeah, I think that would probably do it. Look, I've got like $10 in my wallet.
I've got 20 and a lot of credit card debt.
Sounds pretty good.
What's up, banks? Get at us.
Nope, I have a dollar.
Oh, there you go. Adding zeros to things again.
Well, I took it away that time.
Yeah. All right. God, editing this episode is going to be rough. It's going to be a whole lot of... It's just going to be a lot shorter. It's going to be great. Thanks for sticking with us, everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody else have thoughts on the tour? No?
Nope. I think we're all set.
Great. Hey, thanks for listening to We Do That. Next week, we'll be back at it on our regular shtick. Same 3 idiots, different stupid content.
In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter at WeDoThat_pod or email us at WeDoThatPod@gmail.com. Send us your reactions, thoughts, and theories.
So we can shamelessly steal them.
Special thanks to the Early for our intro and outro music.
New episodes of We Do That come out every Monday after the Adventure Zone, because we promised, even if they didn't do a whole lot last week. But we're here for you on Mondays. And possibly next week also Wednesdays, and then Mondays again.
Yeah, it's going to be a little buck wild.
Watch the Twitter.
In the meantime, if you can, take a moment to, you know, rate or review this on iTunes, share it with your friends, maybe not this episode.
Not a starter episode.
Yeah,
definitely this episode. This is our best stuff, guys.
But we thank you for listening, and we'll catch you again next week.
Bye, everybody.